Like the pasuk says, Parshas Bahar, Lo yisoynu ishes hamisoy, v'yoreisu me'elikecho, ki ani Hashem elikechem. And as I'll say, Rashi says, all the portion, this is our Rabbi Machaya, says that we're talking about Oinoas Dvori. Lo yisoynu, don't cause Oinoa pain, ish es hamiso, one to his person, to his fellow Jew, v'yoreisu me'elikecho, and be afraid, be fear Hashem, ki ani Hashem elikechem. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya has an explanation. He says, Zu Oinoas Dvorim. This refers to Oinoas Dvorim, causing pain, shelo yaknit es chaveroi, causing friction. You know, you say something not nice, and we cause a little bit of a discord or an argument between Beinol Mechavero, one friend and another. Lo yasienu eitzah sheino hagenes loy, haguna loy. Don't give him a bad eitzah. You know, you give him a certain tip in business or something where in your heart, you really want to benefit yourself. You're not giving him an eitzah that's good for him. Rather, you're giving him an eitzah that's good for you. For Omer Chazal, Kol ha-she'orim ninalo chutz mi-shari Yonoah. All the gates of heaven can be closed except for the Shari Yonoah. The shar that invites or that opens, the approach is open to people that were recipients of Onoah, that were hurt like this, pained by a fellow human being, so that shara is always going to be open. And he brings a pasuk in Hashem nitzav al choymas anoch uveyoda anoch, and the Mefarshim explains that anoch is something that they measured the binyan with, some type of a measurement, and Hashem is nitzav al choymas anoch. He's Hashem standing there supervising, making sure that there's no cheating in this, because when there's cheating, Hashem takes that as a personal affront. And that's why Shkol Hasharim Nina Luchutz Mishari Anor. And even though over there it seems that that's talking about Oinoas Momoin, but the Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Posuk clearly is talking about Oinoas Dvorim. So I don't know how exactly that stems, but that's what he brings. Vatam Lefisha Misana Mitztair Beyoiser. This person that you were ma'ana, that you caused friction with, you argued with him, you talked to him not nicely. You know, things that happen quite regularly. And you weaken his das. It feels bad, like, ugh, I was put down. I was treated in a way that's without respect. Something that's painful, that hurts. And his heart is humbled because of the tzoro. In other words, it's like, oh, I feel lowly. I was attacked. I was affronted. I was insulted. I was dealt with in a way that wasn't so refined. And liboy nichna al tzorosoy umispalel mitoich dagas liboy. And from that dago in my heart, that I cry out to Hashem bekavono v'nishma. Such a person will be heard because he's broken. I broke this person down. His heart is pained. He's liboy nichna al tzorosoy. He's machlish daito. He's weakened. He's mitzayr beyoyser. He has a tremendous amount of human beings, are very sensitive beings, and they take things so seriously. And haknoto doesn't necessarily mean that you cursed him and you called him the worst thing in the world, but haknotas dvorim, there's something that was, we created some this discord or friction or some discomfort, but a person takes that so deeply. And truth is that we have to realize that sometimes we think, nah, it doesn't affect me, doesn't mean so much. What did I do? The guy didn't feel so much. It wasn't so bad. I have to be very careful. And he's such a person to me when he's mispalot to Hashem mitoch dagas liboy bekavona nishma the kol hashorim ninalu chutz misharayono. The Shari Ono will always be open to such a person, akin probably to what Chazal say, Kol HaShorim Ninalo Chutz Mishari Dimo. It's like the Shari Dimo, it's the same kind of thing. He's crying, he's broken. And when a person comes to Hashem like that, even if the Shorim are closed, it's not a Shas Rachamim, I mean, there are certain times a day which are better for Tefillah, it's maybe at night when it's not such a Shas Rachamim, maybe there's a Kitrig, maybe there's something, but Kol HaShorim could be closed. Chutz mishara yonoa. V'im hu oimer, umi yodea im niskavanti l'ro. And if this person, this me'ane, says, who knows if I was niskavanti l'ro or not? L'kach nema v'yoreis melekecho. The guy may not know that you gave him an eitzah she'eino hagenes for your benefit. He may think you intended for his benefit. In reality, you really were looking, because if I tell him to invest in this, then I'm going to benefit here. Or if I tell him to do this, then I'm going to have some type of benefit from it. So he says, he may not know, but don't think that no one knows, because Hashem knows. Fear Hashem, because Hashem definitely knows whether your kavanah was good or not. Okay, so I just want to point out just one small thing. He said before that we're talking about, it says here too, is fearing Ois on that, is talking about not only I would machnit the person, I caused argumentation or friction, but I was an Eitzah Sheino Hagenis. Okay? An Eitzah Sheino Hagenis, okay, to the person, and I say, no one's going to know. I sit there like people come and ask for advice, and I give good advice. But in reality, I think in my heart, what's good for me? And I'll give you advice according to what's good for me, not according to what's good for you. But I put on a front. I seem so concerned. I'm so nice. People always come to me for advice because I seem to give such good advice. I'm so smart. I'm such a pikeach and this. And I fake it nicely and say, who me or dea? Who's going to know? The Torah says, v'yareisa b'elekecha, Hashem knows. That means that the Baldover, the Mekabel of the Eitzah, doesn't necessarily have a way of knowing. The Torah says, doesn't say, Torah doesn't say, hey, don't fool yourself, he'll figure it out. No, it doesn't say that. It says, it say, people know, people have a sense of, they can sense that, no, it doesn't say that. Hashem knows. So we're talking about situations where the person may not even know anything, that this person had any evil intent to him. So then, what is this zubrochenkeit? It's oino. He was hurt by somebody else. He was hurt by somebody else, and he's mitzayer beyoser umachlish taitoy veliboy nichna al tzorosoy umespal mitoch dagas liboy vekavono venishma and kol hashorim nechutz v'shal. Well, what? This guy is not broken. Yeah, he got a bad aid. So you told him to invest $100,000 in the market, and the market tanked, and he lost his money. And he thought you were a good financial advisor, and you really meant his best interests. And the only thing was, who can predict these things, you know? You, based on the information that you had, you gave a good answer. Hashem knows that you weren't mechaven for his benefit, but he doesn't know that. So what's this oino that he's so broken about? Elamai, anytime a person loses money in the market, he's going to be broken. That's not what shari oino means. Kol hasharim ninu shchutz mishari oino. Anybody who loses anything, anybody who's in pain, anybody who has a loss, and he had a car accident and his car is totaled, or now he comes in chutz v'yash. No, talking about oino. Lo yisoinu ish es amisoi. Somebody was my enemy. But I don't know he was my enemy. As far as I'm concerned, he's a financial advisor. He gave very good advice. I paid him fair dollar for his advisor. He gave it for free. And in reality, he was mechaven for himself, and I have no way of knowing that. What's the pshat? Must be, unless you tell me something better, but it must be that lemaisa, this came through the agency of another human being, of a fellow Jew. A fellow Jew gave me bad advice. A fellow Jew, a tzaddik, a chochom, a pikeach. 99% of the time he knows what he's talking about. He's right. That's why I went to him for the eitzah in the first place. But through a fellow Jew, I got something that damaged me. What does that mean to me? It means to me, I'm mitztayer b'yoyser. I have terrible tzar. I'm machlish taito. I feel broken. My whole being is broken. Nichna veliboy nichna al tzorosoy. I'm just completely like reduced to nothingness because of this tzora. And I'm mispal mitoich dagas liboy bekavona. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears. It seems that we have a tremendous sense of recognition of what a fellow Jew is, and even though his intent could have been 100%. And I have no way of knowing that his intent wasn't 100%. And I look at him, he's a tzaddik, you know, he gave wrong advice. But it came through a fellow Jew. That's called Einoas Dvorim. I gave it to you through words. I gave you advice. And even though I do not look at you in any way that you're a bad person or you're an evil intending person or you anything but purely concerned for my well-being, I was hurt by a Jew. I was hurt by someone. You did it. I didn't do anything, no intention. I meant very well. Only Hashem knows that my kavana was no good. It sounds like there's such a, we're so sensitive to something that anybody says to us that hurts us, that even if this purest intentions as far as we're concerned that you had, I say you were the agent that breaks me, that I was hurt by. It's almost like, you know, maybe if the goy stole from me, okay, a Jew stole from me. My brother stole from me. I mean, think about it. My brother stole from me. You know, people, I can't tolerate. This is the same thing. My brother, he didn't intend to, but through him, he gave me a bad etza. Why make a bad etza? He thought he was giving you a good etza. He really sincerely meant it. You don't know. Only Hashem knows that. But it can break a person. And memela kol asher nin lechus mishar yoinoa, that even though that I have no idea that this person was hurting me, if in fact I got an Eitzah Sheino Hagenis, then there's something in that reality that he was the agent, Magalgal in Choyev Al Yedei Chayev, I don't know what exactly, how it, on a spiritual level or on a psychological level, but there's something there that breaks me to the core. The disappointment, the put down, the Liboy Nichna, the Chalishes Hadas, that I come and I'm mispallel with such dagas liboy, with such kavona, that the shorim kol shorim ninalu chutz mishari yoino. Just want to mention just one more thing that actually I heard from one of my children, that it says the same thing by Shari Dimo. Kol shorim ninalu chutz mishari dimo, the gates of tears. It may be the same concept. So it says, that's the pshat in the posuk, shivchi kamayim libech, Noichach pnei Hashem. Pour forth like water your heart. The tears come flowing forth. Noichach. Loshen noichach means I'm face to face with you. I'm right opposite you. It's not shivchi kamayim lifnei Hashem. Lifnei, I'm in front of you. You're over there and I'm over here. Noichach is in your face. That's noichach. So he says, when a person is shivchi kamayim libech, when he pours forth his heart in pain, then he's noichach lefnei Hashem. He's standing right in front of the Kisei HaKovod. He's standing right noichach mamish, face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because kol ha'sheorem ninalu chutz mishari dimo. So we have to be so careful, number one, in the Noah's Tvorim when we're maknit chaveroi, because that causes pain. And even though it may not seem to us that it was such a terrible thing, but any type, yaknit chaveroi does not mean the worst thing in the world. But whatever friction I cause could cause such a tzubrochenkeit that he's mitztar beyoyse, machlish taita veliboy nichnal tzorosoy, umispal mitoich dagas liboy, all of that because of something. The Chazon Ish used to say that if you know that a person does not want to, will not want to respond to your request, you shouldn't ask him. Because just this ini imut, that I asked you for something and you said no, that's already a terrible level. That's a haknota. That's a friction between people. And we have to be so makpid on not to create such a friction.